This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hi folks.
Oh, I have something.
Oh, you have something?
I have something.
Go on.
I would like to spend this podcast intro talking to one person and one person only.
Oh.
And that one person is...
I'm scared.
Our head of marketing, Lucy.
Mm. Is she here?
No, I don't think so. Oh. But she listens to the podcast. And you listening, you are going to enjoy this, even if you are not Lucy.
Can I ring her?
Ring her on the WhatsApp there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's not her office day.
Is it not? No.
No. Tuesdays and Thursdays.
You need to put in her number there, Callum, I'd
She's
say.
Probably on the Stairmaster.
Lucy's had a bizarre 24 hours on Instagram stories.
I just want to slag her. If that's okay with everybody.
Don't speak about my supreme leader that way. Go on. What you want to slag her about?
Well, no, I'll slag her about her when she's on the thing. But you know what I'm going to slag her about.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I died.
What?
Do you not know what I'm going to slag her about?
I was watching her stories yesterday, but I kind of flicked through. Sorry, Lucy.
No.
This was what we were talking about it yesterday. Dave put it up on the screen.
Oh, my God. Brilliant.
That's what I want to slag her about.
Yes.
She better pick up now. And you listening, this will be worth it.
Okay, come on, Lucy Goose. Why is Spin ringing me?
Hello?
Who's that?
Dad!
Lucy, answer the bloody phone.
As my dad would say, why do women have phones?
They never answered them.
Yeah.
Can you ring her on the normal phone?
Yeah. All right, we're going to try this again.
This is so not going to be worth it now. Lucy, what the fuck?
What?
We rang you twice. Why are you not picking up?
Because I saw the number and I was like, what the hell do they want?
Well, clearly something, so answer your phone.
Yeah, answer the phone to find out. We're slagging
mother
you.
Of God.
Dave wants to slag you on the podcast.
So. What is it?
We have some serious dirt on you.
So here we go. This is what I have found. Lucy, I came across a video on TikTok. It's not of you, right? But this is the sound of it.
Hey mama, this that shit that make you move, mama. Get on the floor and move your booty, mama.
Do you know where I'm going with this?
I could not hear that sound.
You couldn't hear it. Okay, basically it's a song that goes, mama, booty,
get
mama,
girl on the floor. I feel like I know it.
There is three girls dancing. They are in a band called Deja Vu and they are just dancing on the street. And the top comment is from Boomer Lucy, who said, girls, everybody
ate and left no crumbs. But did I lie though? Did I lie? They did. They did eat and left no crumbs.
I heard your
mad
comments on TikTok videos of girls dancing in the street.
Girls, you just left ate no crumbs there.
I had to comment on it. They all served like.
Did you feel super cool commenting that?
Yeah, I did. And did you see the amount of likes it got too? I'm still getting likes to this day.
It got 1,754 likes.
That you think you're such a little alpha. You're a boomer, Lucy.
You used to say we were cringe, Lucy. Everybody ate.
Guys, I normally don't comment like that, but like I felt like that was really warranted.
It was actually such a mean video.
And you know what? I don't regret it.
It gave
us a chuckle.
It did. I really
enjoyed
it.
You know what? I think you guys should actually recreate it.
Marketing mind, always.
And now instantly I regret calling Lucy.
Lucy, that's wonderful going on. You can tell us on the podcast.
Are you in the office? No?
No, I'm not in the office of a Wednesday.
I don't know what days you come in.
And he didn't listen.
No, guys, unfortunately not. Tomorrow.
Will you reignite the group and try and start a pub quiz team?
A pub quiz team? Guys, I'd be shocking at a pub quiz.
Dave's message is brilliant.
I did.
Dave, I loved that during the week. I was creased. And the 10 reactions.
That's good for a work chat.
I ate and left no crumbs with that.
What happened there was there's a work chat, like a broader work chat, and people were trying to organise a pub quiz team. And Lucy was like, I'd be no good. And what did you say, Dave?
I said, we're fucked if how many cherry vapes can you fit in a tanning bed comes up. And you enjoyed that. Lucy, as always, a pleasure talking to you. And thank you for being such a champ. And listen, you ate and left no crumbs.
Oh my God.
Lucy,
thank you guys. Love you.
I'd love you to be kind of someone we work with on the show and having a no spend week.
Yes.
Oh,
I feel like
guys.
You can advise strongly on that.
Like, it just wouldn't be possible. I don't know where it goes. I don't know what I'd be doing.
Mm. Okay, Lou, stop.
But anyway, live, laugh, love. Okay, bye.
Love. 1038. Dublin. Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Big. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Hello there, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, happy Wednesday.
I'm going to say Dave's favourite thing, it's hump day.
It's hump day, happy hump day.
Happy hump day, everybody.
Happy humping to everyone today who's getting it done early.
Just get through today and we'll be over that hump.
Yeah. Early. That's brill. I just spotted this on my Twitter this morning. Look at Selena Gomez's candles on her birthday cake. Oh my God.
That looks...
Pickle Rick.
I don't know what it is about her, but she just looks, no matter what, she looks AI these days.
It's the Ozempic, I'd say.
Is it the Ozempic and the plastic surgery?
I don't think she's had much surgery.
No. Look at the cheekbones, lads, for God's sake.
Yeah,
look at the nose. Look at the nose.
No, that's always been her nose. I mean, I'm sure maybe she's had some subtle stuff.
That's more plastic than this, my phone case.
And what condition did she have?
Lupus.
Maybe that's swelling.
She's bad lungs as well, didn't she?
Give her a break.
My God, way to just make me feel bad.
The woman is dying. I feel like a lupus, like only Americans get that. It's like, what is it?
I've not
heard of it. She still looks fantastic, but like, and I'm not backtracking, I still do think she looks... plastic. She does look.
I want to show you this photo because I wanted to talk about her pickle candles. Aren't they the weirdest looking things you've ever seen? Why would you want a pickly looking?
They are strange.
Americans love pickles.
They do, and I feel like that's a personality trait.
Out of a jar with the water and everything.
Do you like pickles, guys?
I'd even take the three little gherkins off my Mackey's burger.
It's so good.
No.
I remember when I was working in this restaurant in Bray and I was feeling a bit fragile and there was like a Polish chef and he was like, you need to drink the pickle juice. And I was like, absolutely not. Like, you know when you're not feeling good?
But
he made me glug it and it actually did help.
Really?
That just reminds me of when producer Callum made us drink broccoli water.
Yeah, sick. Guys, I'm still not over that.
I didn't find that bad. There's something wrong with me.
Weirdo.
Your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Emma, Dave and Fiona with you, and we want to send you on your holidays, telling you about Spin's holiday hot pick for a while now, and you're running out of time to get registered if you want to get off to Malta, Morocco or Mallorca, all inclusive. All those details on exactly how to enter coming very soon.
Very nice. Well, my ideal tropic destination is Crumlin, where I live, and I was heading home after work yesterday and I was feeling like a little bit fragile, a bit tender, a bit you know when you're like, feel like you're so hungry that you're gonna die, even though you did just eat a couple of hours previous, but you're like, no one has ever felt this kind of hunger. And I was so I texted my partner Dwayne before I started driving home and I was like, okay, there's this incredible deli near us. It's called Pip's Deli. Shout out Old County Road in Crumlin. And I know this is very Spin, but they do the best breakfast roll. It's like written outside the shop, so you know it's true.
Why is it when you say deli I think of a New York deli? I don't think of like chicken fillet roll. You just give me like, oh, they do this amazing like parmesan and like pulled pork.
It's this amazing bodega. It's very much a deli with like the Lucozade like in the site.
Right.
So you can order it to be delivered, but it's like very lazy because it's less than a 5 minute walk from our house. But I was just in that very feeling sorry for myself mode, so I texted Dwayne and I was like, will you order Pips and it'll be there when I get home? And he was like, alright, Grant, yeah. And he was getting a Pips as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they do like, they put like baked beans in your breakfast roll if you want. Oh. I don't opt for that, but Dwayne does.
Oh, it's like a Deco's type place.
Yes. Oh yeah. Donal and Deco's. Yeah. It's that vibe. So that was fine. I was like, this is going to be there when I get home. Now I get home. I live on a main busy road and I see the car from Pips pulling up and I was like, amazing, here it is. It pulls up right in front of my driveway where I'm trying to get in. I'm blocking traffic because I need to get into my house. But if I am to move the delivery man, that's me admitting I got this delivered to my house and it's less than a 3 minute walk. So I just don't want
to. Oh, it's gone from a 5 minute walk to a 3 minute walk.
As I said, less than five. It's about 3 to 5.
Now, why didn't you just, out of interest, just drive past your house to Pips?
Because then I would have had to get out of the car. I would have had to wait for the roll.
Yeah.
I would have had to talk to people, even though the ladies are lovely. Love the ladies.
You can't order for collection.
Oh, maybe you could, but then I would have had to make the phone call. This is just far more practical in the eyes of myself.
I understand when you're in that moment where you're just, maybe you weren't having a great day, you've been sick all weekend, just wanted to go home, have your roll, get into bed.
Finally, girl, someone who understands me. Yes, Emma, thank you.
Can I ask if it happens to be that time or?
No, it's actually not. Right, it's just a bleak moment.
Now, see, if I ask that question, I get fired.
No, it's grand. You can ask me. I'm open.
Anytime she's having a bad day. And is it that time?
Is it that time? It's time for you to shut the hell up. So then I had to kind of like pull in a bit awkwardly after my house, and I was like, I don't even know how I'm kind of going to get into my driveway now. And I was like, it's grand, the roll's there, I'll be in the house in 30 seconds. The delivery man sits in his car on his phone for about 5 minutes. I'm not joking. Five full minutes.
Right.
And I was like, I can't get out and be like, sorry, can you move? Because again, then he knows I'm the homeowner and I'm the person who ordered this roll.
Fiona, you need to get out, get the rolls, ask him to move on and reverse into your driveway and eat your roll.
You need to get rid of your anxiety.
He dropped the roll. He dropped the roll off. The roll was there waiting for me.
No.
And I was like, I'm in hell. Like, I'm in purgatory, just like parked up on the Crumlin Road, just contemplating life. He finally moved. I nearly like take the wing mirror off my car trying to reverse at this cursed angle that I've had to drive. And then anyway, I still got in and got the roll and it was absolutely stunning, but it came at a price.
It did.
I think they're about $5.95.
Come here, tell us what you get in the roll.
Maybe some people find this boring. I just get white pudding, sausage and hash brown, and it's the spreadable white pudding.
I know you listening, you're going, what is she talking about? I thought she was vegetarian too.
You thought what?
I thought she was a vegetarian.
Why does everyone think this about me?
You just give this vibe.
You just give off the vibe.
Do you know
of
what
vegans.
She gives?
I know, I love
a
sausage.
I think she gives me pescatarian vibes. Yeah. I have a bit of fish.
But it's only on a Wednesday.
I do love a bit of fish.
I treat myself to a bit of sausage. Salmon at the weekend.
No,
I had one of those days yesterday about 4:30. I said, you know what I'm going to do here now on this random Tuesday? I'm going to order a burrito to the door.
Oh my God. And I got chipper.
Gosh, we're so
my
insane.
Brothers and sisters.
Maybe it is our period.
Here's Addison Rae now. It's Spin. Dochi and Anxiety on Spin. Summer's number one hit music station. Hello.
Morning.
I found my new Roman Empire.
Oh,
something
amazing
that I'm just utterly obsessed with.
Exciting.
This might have caught your attention online over the last couple of days. It's gone huge. It's a video of a miniature horse, minier than even a Shetland pony. Like, think of the size of a little dog.
In the hospital, isn't it?
In a hospital.
I did see that because I'm chronically online, but I know absolutely nothing about it.
So essentially, right, there is a charity called Mini Therapy Horses, and they're based in LA. They're a non-profit, and they go around to different...
You didn't have to say they were based in LA. That was the most obvious thing. This is the most LA thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
They go around to different hospitals, and I suppose seeing a horse can very much, I know from experience, reduce stress, cause a bit of a laugh. They're very gentle. They don't really like scratch or bite like a
I'm terrified of horses, man. I'm
one
terrified
that small
of them.
You'd love.
I don't know. What I'm thinking of is Little Sebastian in Parks and Rec, and I'm still, I wouldn't go near it.
But here's how it all gets really weird, because this particular video that's gone so viral shows this tiny little horse very aggressively playing a miniature piano as a child in the bed next to it is being brought out of anesthesia.
Okay? So good.
It sounds like this. Right at the end. This is literally the muzzle of the little horse just going crazy, crazy, crazy over and back, the head shaking over. I keep thinking about its little sensitive muzzle and how sore that must be.
I wonder, did they put something on there for him? Like something that's like, no, it smells good so that he'd keep going. You know
yeah,
what
you'd
I mean?
Wonder how they train them to do that.
Or like, how slippy does his nose have to be?
Like, it looks
they
like
put a lot of Vaseline on.
Maybe, but it looks like he's having an absolute ball.
He's loving it, yeah.
I'm worried that you're about to say that this is AI.
Does
anyone remember the kangaroo video holding the boarding pass, and everyone was like, this is the cutest thing in the world, and it turned out it was AI.
I didn't see that.
If I find out this is AI, Emma, I'm going to be so sad.
Who would AI
a kangaroo holding a boarding pass?
A kangaroo holding a boarding pass is kind of cool, but like the horse, like, I love it, but it's like, it's kind of terrible. Do you know what I mean?
It's so cute because, you know, like the dogs for the disabled in Ireland, or guide dogs in training, or when they're like working, they have their little vest vests on.
Yeah.
This little horse has his little vest on.
He has a little
job. Very cute. I think it's pretty epic, to be honest. But obviously the online reaction being like, Christ, if I came out of anesthesia to this, I would think I'm dead and gone to heaven.
I think it would cure me.
It sounds great.
It does, yes.
Very experimental.
That's me on the piano.
Yeah. Just imagine waking up to that, I suppose. I was thinking of other things that if I woke up, I would think, no, I think I've died and gone to heaven or maybe hell. Imagine waking up and looking over and Mr. Blobby's just sitting there shaking maracas. Scary
Random.
Enough, this guy himself.
Mr. Yeah. Blobby freaks me out.
Just kind of imagine, right? Just close your eyes there.
He's really English, isn't he? Like, it's a very English thing.
Yeah.
He's a scary guy.
Yeah, not
just imagine, just close your eyes there now. We're coming out of anesthesia, yeah? Uh-huh. And there's a goat on a musical dance mat.
Mm. Oh, like the dance with the kind of, like, at the arcade thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God, click clack. Yeah. Love.
You wake up and there's just a life-size banana reciting poetry.
Oh yeah, that's my Friday night, girl.
I would say, what do they give me to send me to sleep? And I think the worst of all would be you wake up and producer Callum's there meowing Pink Pony Club.
No, yeah, no, no, no.
Meow, 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 meow. Yeah.
Put me
meow, meow, meow,
coma.
Meow, 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 meow.
I'm gonna stay where I was. Don't ever wake me up.
Take me back to the dark place.
Please do. Rosé, Bruno Mars now. This is APT.
Meow, 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 meow.
Shut him off.
Meow, meow, meow.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Lads, me and my girlfriend Pippa have been together, I want to say, like, 7 months or something.
Woo-hoo!
Like that.
Milestone alert.
Only in the last couple of days has her dog started to like me.
That's never a good sign. That took a while there now, didn't it?
It did, but to be fair, that is not my issue. That is the dog's. The dog hates everyone.
Right, okay.
Right?
Okay.
The dog is just terrified of anyone who's not Pippa or Pippa's dad and doesn't want anything to do with anyone else.
What breed?
Cockapoo or Cavapoo. Right. Cavapoo, that one. So they're quite...
High maintenance,
like, but incredibly cute. And,
yeah.
But knows it. However, I figured out a way to get dogs to like you.
Okay.
Completely ignore it.
Really?
Completely. You're not even there. I don't care about you at all. And as soon as I walk in the house, it's barking at me. It's going mad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I just don't care. I don't pay it any attention whatsoever. It is my best friend.
No way.
Now.
So when you first met the dog, were you putting in a good bit of effort? Were you being like, hi?
Hi, how are you? Like, giving it a little rub, or trying to, but it
and
wouldn't.
It was like, get out of my
face. It would just like dart
now.
Away from me. Do you
really?
Know what I mean? Kind of bark at me from a distance. And I was like, this is a really bad sign, because I know that whole thing of, if your dog doesn't like someone, you shouldn't either.
It's a red flag. I remember we got my dog Danish, we got her on a, air quotes, trial from the DSPCA. It was like, oh, just take her. We weren't expecting to get a dog or anything. And it was like, take her home for a week and see how you get on. And Dwayne, my partner, was like in complete denial that we'd be keeping the dog.
Yeah.
So he was like, I don't connect with the dog. He was like, we have no spark. We have nothing going on.
I kind of get that, to be honest.
Yeah. And he was like, we're not keeping it. Because obviously it's a huge lifestyle change.
Mm-hmm.
So much sacrifice that you like put in if you get this dog. And then once... So it got to the stage where we were going to give back the dog.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
wow.
I was in floods of tears, like ringing the DSPCA. And then I was like lying on the couch, staring into the dog's eyes, like just crying. And then he eventually was like, okay, we can keep the dog. Because otherwise, like, we would have broken up.
Sorry, you were in love with Danish after less than a week?
Yeah. Oh,
really?
My God. Yeah. And I was taking her to the dog park and people were like, you're already very connected. And I was like, my partner says I have to give her back.
But
and
why?
They were like, there's something wrong with that man. And then I was lying on the couch crying and he was like, okay, we can keep the dog.
Really?
And the minute like he admitted that he decided, okay, the dog is part of our life now, then they started clicking.
Collecting,
just like that.
They?
It was his issue.
Okay.
He was holding back.
Yeah.
But you see, I haven't done that. I haven't decided to love the dog.
Yeah. He's just decided to love it less.
Yeah.
I think what's different as well is sometimes, and Jack, my partner, finds this with Seamus, our dog. He knows his place now, whereas at the beginning he didn't.
Mm.
So Seamus loves me more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
You're
he was
mamacita.
Always getting a bit like, excuse me.
But who's the boss?
Me.
Are you the boss?
Yeah, but that's only
Is that just in your own head?
No, honestly. Poor Al Jack.
Really?
I don't think Seamus connects with the English accent very well.
Because
he's a true fiend.
My dog used to prefer my mom, but would 100%, like, as soon as my dad would come home, he'd be like quieter and he'd be much more behaved.
Oh, no. The English accent doesn't wash with Seamus. He needs someone like, Seamus! Not like...
He's too Irish.
Yeah. But I think now that he realises, he's always going to love her 20% more. He's like, great, we
Welcome
get on
back
perfect.
To Dog Talk.
Oh, I love it.
Morning.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
10 out of 10, no notes. Brilliant. Well done on the clapping round. Welcome to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. It's a fantastic game. Who's on to play?
It is Kira this morning. What are you up to?
I'm just driving into work.
What do you do?
I'm in HR.
Ah, we better be careful. Better be careful.
You weren't at the Coldplay concert over the weekend, were you? Not good pals with the CEO,
How many times have you got that joke working in HR, Kira?
That's actually the first.
Thank you very much. Quick as a flash over here.
It will not be the last, Kira. Kira, welcome on in to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. It's a game where if you say the same thing I've written down, then you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. I'm going to ask you something like name something yellow. You're going to hear three beeps, Kira. You answer on the third beep. If you say banana, and I have banana written down, then you are out. You're trying to say a completely different thing that I've written down. Everyone you get right, you'll win an IMC Cinema Pass. There's five up for grabs. If you say something that's not in the category, you're also out. And you listening, play along wherever you are, in the car or the kitchen or wherever, and let us know how you do. All right, Kira, you ready to play?
Yep.
Here we go with round one. For one IMC Cinema Pass, name any animated movie.
Despicable Me.
Despicable Me. Great choice.
Callum coded.
I have written down Ice Age.
Yay! Oh,
very good.
What you fancy doing, Kira? Do you want to move on or do you want to take your one IMC Cinema Pass home?
I'll move on.
Move on to question two. I like it. Here we go. Round two. Kira, name any fizzy drink.
Sprite.
Sprite. And I have written down Coke Zero.
Oh. Hey! Very good. Now, if she'd said Coke, what would you
have? I think it's a different drink.
It is, yeah. It is.
Different experience.
Yeah.
So true. All right, Kira, that is two IMC Cinema Passes in the bag. Would you like to keep playing?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do this, Kira. Here we go with round three. Let's do it. Name any month of the year.
March.
March. And I have written down March.
No!
You lose!
What?
There we go. In black and white.
For crying out loud.
Hold on. One second there, Kira. Kira, one second. Something's after coming across my desk. Something crazy is after coming across my desk.
What is happening?
Kira, before you go, we have a special invitation for you. Would you like to go on a McDonald's side mission to win a great family day out?
Absolutely.
Oh,
girl, well, listen, this summer, McDonald's is celebrating all of life's side missions, the pit stops, the laughs, and the unforgettable moments in between.
Watch out for McDonald's side missions with daily in-app offers that provide a fun detour from life's main mission. Nothing beats a McDonald's side mission. Okay, so Kira, we're going to give you a quick side mission to do with us this morning. And if you do it, you will win a family pass for Zip It Forest Adventures, a treetop experience in Dublin.
Do you know it, Kira?
I actually have a
design
to go to it.
No way.
So have I.
Oh, me too. I always feel like when I'm firm up in that area, like having a walk or whatever, and you see people doing it, you're like
I want to be up in
a tree. I really want to have a crack at that. So this would be class for you. Okay, yeah. The quick side mission this morning, all but thanks to McDonald's, is you need to simply recite the alphabet backwards.
That was the most ridiculous side mission I've ever heard. I would recommend getting up your phone, Kira, and having a look at the alphabet. Please recite the alphabet backwards, Kira.
Oh, God. Y, S,
yeah.
W, V.
Yes, and then next.
Ah, we could be here all day, lads.
I don't know why I can't think.
I love
you.
Yes, yeah. Not a cup of coffee, but a cup of
tea.
Yes, the last letter in yes.
Yeah. I think you've been put to your paces this morning. Okay.
This is the most ridiculous one ever.
Jesus, get her up in the tree.
Let her zip it, for God's sake. Kira, congratulations. You have won with McDonald's by the skin of your teeth. Congratulations. You have won that family pass for Zip It Forest Adventures, a treetop experience in Dublin. And the ones you were missing there were ORQPONMLKJIHGFEDCBA.
It's easy when you're looking at it. Isn't it?
Very easy.
Kira, well done. Thanks for playing this morning.
Thanks so much.
Good luck,
thanks,
Kira. Bye.
Kira.
Talk to you later. Bye. That was horrible.
That was ridiculously difficult.
And having said that, please, Fiona, now recite the alphabet backwards.
Z.
Well done. Good start.
W.
No.
X.
No.
Y.
Y. For the love of God.
Y. Oh, Emma. X.
Y. Been asking that myself.
Sorry, I actually don't need to do this.
Right now, there's like monkeys in my head just going,
Yeah. Clang, clang.
ZYXWVUTSORQPON. MLKJIHGFEDCBA. I never made that a secret.
I can see.
I never made that a secret. I specifically said, get it up.
This is Gold on Spin with Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Miles Smith, that is Gold on Spin. It's Emma, Dave, and Fiona. I think one of my favourite songs at the moment. Love that so much.
Yeah.
And I saw him live at the Olympia recently enough, Fiona. This was, I think, before your time.
Because I was literally just thinking, seems like someone who lives in the radio.
He's actually a real person, though.
No way.
Yeah.
Emma had a very embarrassing experience.
Go on, Dave.
He asked everyone to be quiet.
Oh, wait, I do know that.
And Emma went, woo!
I thought it was over.
And then someone from the crowd recognised Emma, looked up, and went, Emma.
Emma, you're just a hype woman through and through. I can't help it.
Dublin Travel
with Just Eat. Upgrade your lunchtime with office favourites delivered by Just Eat.
It was like this.
Woo! Sorry, I thought you were done.
I feel like gold. I was like, he's got to be done. Woo! Nope.
But going to a concert with Emma, your anxiety just be sky
high. But did he actually tell everyone to be quiet?
He said he'd like a moment for this song.
Sorry,
yeah.
Like, who are you? Christy Moore? Like, go on, Miles.
Yeah, to be fair, you don't get to be Miles Smith and demanding silence.
You're not there
yet. You're not there yet.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Fiona.
No, you're still in the wrong.
Okay. Coming up on 8.
Whoa!
Alex, what's the story?
Morning, guys. Can Copper Road in?
1038. Dublin. Is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Good morning, hello.
Morning.
What's going on?
Sad realization.
Good start to the morning.
Well, something that I think I've always known, but like just been in denial about, and I think now I need to finally accept. Banana bread is never going to be nice if you try and make it healthy. So, like, I need to stop.
I thought we were getting a big admission
Fiona,
there.
You were hired to bring a bit of joy.
No, I think this is joyful because it's like, stop trying to make it healthy. Just make it tasty for yourself. Put the butter in and you will have a nicer time, is what I'm saying this morning.
I'm not sure that, most people listening this morning can relate. I don't understand. What's going on here?
Never had it.
You've never had a banana bread?
Why would I ever eat
banana? Oh, sorry. Yeah. Okay.
With my giant fear of bread.
You didn't even dabble over the pando?
No.
Okay, very good. Well,
dabble over the pando.
The pando is excellent.
Pando. This is just getting progressively more and more embarrassing. But do you remember I was telling you a few weeks ago, I like cut down this rose bush in my front garden
at
way too much.
Yeah.
And the gardening page on Facebook was like, well, you shouldn't have done that. The bush is going to go into shock.
Yeah.
And it'll be terrible if you can't get that back. And so someone in the Facebook group said, put banana peels on it and that's going to help it grow. So I've had a surplus of bananas in the house and then they were all overripe yesterday. So I was like, oh, I'm going to get those banana peels on the rose bush now. So then I made banana bread. And
I don't know what's happening. Am I asleep?
It's mad though that like, I do love the thought of them just giving you fake tips.
Oh, they definitely have.
If your tree is kind of like sinking this way, just put like a little piece of Lego on the left side.
Yeah. Okay,
banana peels and chicken manure. Like
stop.
They're having me on for sure. But so, so I tried to make this healthy banana bread recipe.
With the excess that you had from the rose bush.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm just hating it. I'm just not. I did watch one recipe and it was like, simmer your butter with brown sugar to make a brown butter mix. And I was like, that is what I should be doing. This is a mug's game. Coconut oil and maple syrup. Like, who has time?
It's not good. If you're in Crumlin right now and you can smell that, that's Fiona's house.
You can smell the house and the chicken manure.
Yeah, that'd be Fiona's house.
What a combo.
It's a combo of dreams.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona. You need to make a decision for me this morning on the show again. That is you listening. The question is, should I go on a holiday where I would have to work for the 5 days I'm away?
That's not a holiday.
Yeah, well, this is interesting and this is something maybe once in a lifetime, so that's why I'm kind of conflicted, okay? Because obviously when you hear that question, you say immediately no.
Yeah.
But when will I get an opportunity again like this? Okay, listen up.
Right, so
my mom has a family member. I'm not going to go into too many specifics on this, all right? But she has a family member, a cousin, right, of hers, who lives in France with his wife.
Wow.
But what's very interesting...
These are already pretty good details.
Yeah.
So far.
But a cousin can mean anything in Irish culture. You know what I mean?
Could be second cousin once removed. Yeah, who knows? Yeah. But basically, he and his wife live in what she describes as a shared community,
mm-hmm. okay,
with other people. Now, I know you're thinking cult.
No, I'm thinking commune.
Apparently, that is 100% not the case. But these are a community of people who eat together every night.
That's a commune.
They share meals together. They all kind of work the land. They might barter in local communities. And they kind of live at a much slower pace than any of us, okay?
I like the slower pace element, but everything else is a commune. That's what a commune is. They eat together, they work together, they...
Apparently, I've asked. That is not the case.
I think
right?
you've actually asked, is it a cult or not? And they said no.
No, I don't think so. But anyway, can you kind of imagine it? That, say if you live in a very small area. Okay, there's not really a small area in Dublin, is there? So let's go rural Ireland and to a tiny little village where there's only a handful of you, really, that are like out and about in the community. Let's just move that, hypothetically, into this one big building, for example. You all have your own individual bedrooms and bathrooms and, you know, you have your own living space. As such, but day to day, you're kind of a team when it comes to maintaining where you live.
Yeah,
almost a community.
the fruit and veg, all this kind of stuff, right? So I think it's really interesting, to be honest with you, right? And a trip has been organised, a family trip, where some on my mom's side are going to go and visit for a few days. These include my cousins and my auntie and my sister and all that, right? All the girls.
Do you know them? Like, do you know them well, like the people who live there?
No.
Right,
no.
Okay.
I wouldn't really have hung out with him since I was a kid, I'd say.
Right.
No.
Commune doesn't allow it.
No.
Not the case. But like real sound, like cool people. But what a really cool way to live your life, I think.
I think so.
But the thing about it is, should I go? The others are going, right? And I'm like kind of weighing it up my head. Because the flights are pricey enough. If I have to go, I have to like... go ploughing spuds, like.
Yeah. No bothers you.
I have to go.
Actually, a Waterford woman.
Peeling potatoes and, you know, peeling carrots and cooking and cleaning. And I'd imagine I'd get my own particular job for the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, whether that be mucking out horse stables. No bother to me.
I wonder, do they have jobs specifically for the visitors?
I don't know. I asked my mum that question and she's not entirely sure.
But like, I'd say they definitely
who does
do.
What. But
they're like, Emma's going to guard the exterior. She has to be up on night watch all night.
You have to wear this uniform and it's like a metal night
watching
uniform.
For intruders. You and Florence.
But I don't think they'd give the worst jobs to the visitors purely because they never come back.
Exactly. No, they'll give you something that's like a bit of crack. It's like, you know, when you go and visit a farm and you feed the baby lamb. Like, it's just going to be something fun.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
But then I can't look at everyone else working away all day and me just sitting on my...
You won't be. You'll be put to work, but it'll be... If they'll think of it as an easy job, I'd say.
Yeah.
Like what? What do you consider like an easy job?
You'll probably have to...
Pick apples.
No,
pick
sew, apples. Sew some clothes together.
I don't know how to do that.
That's a big job. That's a big job. If she messes that up...
They probably have a machine.
I don't know in the commune.
Apparently, they wouldn't put
a visitor on the sewing machine.
Okay,
maybe they'd have you like pick out some bad stitches that it's going to get redone or something. They wouldn't be putting you on the machine. That's quite high profile.
Yeah, okay. Can you understand that? I mean, this sounds like once in a lifetime, yeah?
Yeah.
But I'd be absolutely exhausted with a sore back coming back from picking spuds all weekend.
Mm. But you wouldn't have spent any money.
True.
Do you know when you come back from holidays broke?
You also wouldn't have any fun.
Oh, I think it'd be an experience. That'd be one for the memoir.
An experience, yeah, but like, so is going to prison. Like, you know, that is an experience.
A simple yes or no needed here, yeah? Should I go on holidays where I'm going to have to work for 5 days? Yes, go for it. No, don't be silly. Don't waste your money on the flights. Go on a relaxing holiday in 2026. Yes, go on holidays and work 087-711-1038. Or no, don't bother. Leave them at it.
Leave the people in the commune alone.
I'm obsessed with this.
It's not.
Why are we shying away from
commune?
What's wrong? It's a community. we love it.
Is that what it means?
That's what it means, yeah.
A commune is just a community.
A
group of people living together and sharing possessions and responsibilities. That's what a commune definition
is. Okay, it's not a dirty word.
Okay, it's not a dirty word. Well, then it is. Should I go to a commune and work for the weekend? 087-711-1038. Yes or no? I did think it was a dirty word. It's not a dirty word, is it? A potentially once-in-a-lifetime experience has landed on my lap and I'm unsure as what to do because... It kind of has some positives and negatives here, and I've been asking you this morning, should I go on a holiday where I'd have to work? So another family trip is on the horizon. It's a family member of my mom who lives in France. And I thought commune was a dirty word, but we've just realised it's not.
What did you think it was?
I thought it sounded like culty.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not though, is it?
No, commune is just when a bunch of people live together.
Okay, cool.
But so like in a community and they work together and they, you know, build together and they eat together.
That sounds essentially...
That's culture and capitalism infiltrating your brain and telling you that it's bad to live in a community, whereas actually it's beautiful.
You know what, lads? I didn't know what the word commune meant.
So fair.
Okay. There you go. I apologise. But essentially that's kind of what's going on here. He and his wife and a group of people from all walks of life live together in this like shared community and they all have different tasks. To like maintain the property and to, you know, cook dinner and, you know, tend to the land, etc., etc.
But if you go, you'll be working.
So that's the thing. The trip has been planned with my mom and my cousins and my sister and stuff. And this whole idea of, do you want to go? How cool? You know, others have visited, said it's an amazing experience, but be prepared because you're going to be put to work for the few days, okay? Yeah. If you visit and you're sharing that space, you're doing something to contribute. And I was looking at flights and they're expensive enough and I was like, am I really going to actually spend money to go and work for a weekend? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was asking you this morning, should I or should I not?
I think obviously, once in a lifetime experience and like people are going to be like, yeah, you should totally go because, and a lot of, even in part of me wants to say go because it'd be great for the show. I want to hear all about it. I want to hear about how wonderful and wacky the place is. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if it was me, no chance. Oh my God. No chance in hell. It's so easy to say, yeah, Emma, you go while we're all sat here in our lovely, you know, studio while you're working the fields for some reason. But no, definitely, I wouldn't. There's not a chance in hell I go. My mom was like, oh, my cousin lives in a commune. Do you want to go work at it? What the hell are you talking about? No.
Do you know what it reminds me of? And it's not an Amish community, but you know in that episode of Schitt's Creek when David goes and lives in the Amish community and he's just in the field sobbing. Lee Lauren was in touch.
Morning, lads. Absolutely. Go
really
to the community. Go experience it just so you can say that you've seen what it's like and you might learn a few new recipes there. You might learn a new way to live. Do you know what I mean? You might implement some of it into your daily life. Like, absolutely, go. And if your family go, your family's going as well, you may as well.
Yeah.
I also think you would thrive in it.
God, you'd be in there in the thick of it, like, chatting to everyone while you're, like, chasing hens and, like, gathering. I can so
with the bonnet
see
over
you.
Her head.
You'd be like, yeah, I know, they're lively enough this morning now. I completely agree with Lauren. I think, imagine just being somewhere for a weekend where no one knows what a spreadsheet is. Like, it's an incredible way of living.
Yes.
And I think, like, do you know when you go on holidays? You go on holidays to Italy and you, like, pay to do a pasta making course. Mm-hmm. Or you pay to, like, learn how to, like, make wine and, like, stand on the, like, grapes and all this stuff. Like, people actually pay for these things. You'll be doing it for free. You'll be tasting your produce and you'll be having a great time. And your family are there. So you can be like, this is a bit weird, isn't it?
That's actually such a good point. I just imagine my little tiny, tiny little garden that I rent in Rathfarnham. That tiny little piece of land will just be
four farmers all living on it. Different sheds.
Going out every morning to pick a few potatoes.
Yeah, honestly, I think you'd thrive.
Eckhart is there.
What do you think Emma should do? Should Emma go on holidays and work for a week or should she just not go?
I think she should definitely go work a bit because physical work can actually be very relaxing, you know. Like, your body gets tired, you get good sleep, so I think you should definitely go. And it will be, like Fiona said, a once in a lifetime for the memoir.
Yeah, exactly. Physical work can be relaxing. It's like something my mother would say when she wants me to do the dishes or something like that.
But it's like
on a Saturday morning in the 90s, your mother's like, David, would you Hoover, please? It's very good for you.
It's like when you went to holidays.
Yeah, but old people sometimes have some wiseness in their sayings, you know?
Yeah, it's like when Dave went on holidays and wanted to delete everything off his phone and you wanted to get games to play on your phone. This is a real life game.
Yeah, fair enough.
Exactly.
All right, Eckhart, so you would go on this experience?
I would definitely go, for sure.
Okay, fair enough.
Interesting. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Eckhart.
Thanks, Eckhart.
All right, guys, have a lovely day.
You
bye.
You too, my man. Good luck.
Bye. Right, that's it, though. Right, I'll just voice up my mum.
You're going to saying you're going to go.
Hi, mum.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, Katie.
live on air. I'm coming.
Oh, my Yay! God. Like, also, can I just say, Katie, this is the most Katie thing I've ever heard, that you have family who live on a commune.
Voice is back.
Yeah.
Voice
is back, ma'am. 087-711-103.
Or my number, 085.
I feel like I need to bring something up. This has been kind of on my mind for the last couple of weeks. And it's kind of your fault, as in you, Fiona, and you, Emma. Mm-hmm. Listen, over my 30 years, I've realised I'm very comfortable in my sexuality. Being a straight white man,
Sorry, I love the way you said I'm very comfortable in my sexuality. Being a straight white man.
I have never been more comfortable as a straight white man. I'm very confident. There's no, you know what I mean, toxic masculinity in me. I don't feel like
You're a good one.
I think I love, you know, I love all the girly shows. Like, I love Desperate Housewives. Ask me anything about Desperate Housewives, I'll answer it. I was watching Love Island. I was the one that got my girlfriend into watching Love Island this year. Like, I love that. She made me watch One Day only the other day. Yeah, I've never seen that before.
Did you watch the series?
Watched the whole series. Very stereotypical girly, I think, but I loved it. That was absolutely excellent. However, I need to draw a line, and I think you know what I'm drawing the line at, because it's kind of been at me the last couple of weeks, the two of you have. I do not want to watch Sex and the City. I have no interest, okay? And the two of you need to stop putting it to me to watch Sex and the City. One, I don't want to watch it because it's too long. I feel like you're going to tell me it's like 9 seasons long.
10.
The other thing, 10 seasons long. The other thing
what are you afraid of?
You're not even watching that. You then have to watch the next thing, which is the one on now, or the movie. And then you have to watch the new series,
you don't
and just
have
like
to.
That.
You don't have
you don't
to watch
have
that
to move
if you don't
on
want.
To Just Like That. I don't even watch Just Like That.
Really?
No, I've had enough.
But anyway, I don't think I have to watch any of it. I feel like it's one of those shows where I probably would get into it, but I don't want to. And I feel like everything is quite guessable. You know the way in Friends, it's like the one with the Christmas tree or something. And it's,
the episode titles.
Yeah, you can tell the episode titles. I feel like if you gave me any scene in Sex and the City, I'd be able to tell you exactly what happens next. Even though I don't know any of the characters, I've never seen a single scene of it. I know, for example, if you were to like give me the episode title, I'd be like, I bet you I could tell you the whole thing of what happens next.
You have no idea of the different levels and the different facets.
There's
of every
no
episode
levels to Sex
and
the City.
The depth of every episode and the character development and the storyline and how gripping it was, how monumental it was for women to be so open about their sex life in the 90s.
In the city.
In the city, no less.
You have no idea the trials and the tribulations these women experience. You have no idea how
I thought it was sex in the
Harry
city.
Bradshaw
a
is.
A lot of people
so
think
long.
That.
Yeah.
Dave, I would just like to say, I'm not going to force it on you, but you're actually missing out because the other shows that you say you love, this is the root of all that. So if you watch
none
Sex
of those
the City,
shows,
you're going straight to the core.
Exactly. None of these roles that you watch now would have existed if it wasn't for the iconicness of Sex and the City and what it did for women.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say.
So they saw
if you're a real
and
feminist,
improved.
Then you should be watching it.
That's not fair.
I think if you consider yourself a feminist.
I'm a feminist. I believe women should have whatever mad thing it is they want.
And it's interesting that you say you think you would be able to guess what happened based on the title of it or whatever. Because if you don't watch Sex and the City, maybe you don't know that the real culmination of the episode comes when Carrie does her last line when she's typing on her MacBook looking out at her apartment that she somehow pays for while spending millions of euro on shoes and says, I couldn't help but wonder, blah blah blah. So what I've done is I've picked three of my favourite episodes of Sex and the City.
Okay, go on.
I've gotten the last line of it that Carrie says and you can try and guess what happens in that episode.
Yes.
If you think you're so bloody smart.
This is actually so, you've wrapped that up with a bow in the sense that like, yes, Friends are the one with in terms of the episode titles. Really, it's that last line where she's typing her article up. Do you even know the context?
And just like that.
She's a columnist for a paper in New York.
Okay.
And it's
she
called
writes
Sex
a column
in the City.
About sex in
and
the city.
Every episode, she's doing research about her topic that week. And then she writes the article at the end of the episode.
Right.
And it's like you don't even care.
Okay.
You don't understand.
Good
we're going.
Context.
We're going with season 3, episode 3.
I want you to rank what you think, how close I am to the real episode.
Okay.
I guess.
Fine.
Season 3, episode 3, Attack of the 5'10" Woman. Here's Carrie's final line. I started to wonder, are there women in New York who were just there to make us feel bad about ourselves?
Okay.
What happened in that episode, Dave, if you're so smart?
In that episode, someone is mean to Carrie Bradshaw, Miss Bradshaw, if you will. And she probably says something along the... And she's probably very pretty. And she's probably a model, given that you said tall. And I would imagine that she probably made her feel bad by maybe judging what she was wearing at a certain time, even when the model looked fantastic.
Basic.
Out of 10.
I'm going to say 3. There is a tall, beautiful woman. It's Natasha, Big's new wife. And she doesn't deliberately do anything to make Carrie feel bad, but Carrie's just comparing herself to her. And also, you missed out on my favourite part of the episode when Miranda gets a Ukrainian housekeeper and she hides all her special adult toys and replaces them with statues of the Virgin Mary. You didn't get that, did you?
What's her name again?
That's very
Magda.
Hard. Very
Magda,
hard. Okay,
Magda.
3 out of 10 on the first one, not bad.
Shocking. All right. The final episode of season 5, episode 7, The Big Journey, is... And sometimes it's not the journey, it's the destination.
Okay, that's very, very basic. I would imagine they all went on a road trip and they maybe had a little bit of an argument in the car, and then maybe it was about a guy, who knows, you know, because it's about sex and the city. And then they all come together after they realise that a guy can't come between their friendship, and they've all decided, let's just continue to be best friends on their way back to the city.
Okay, Fiona.
Some elements are right, but you are so wrong.
Out of 10.
Again, 3.
Mm. 3?
Only Carrie and Samantha go on the journey, and it's not a car, it's a train. And they're going to San Francisco for the launch of Carrie's new book. Yeah. And Carrie has a big spot on her face, and she's making everything about that.
And that's the episode, I think, where she's at the book launch and Big shows up.
Exactly.
And they have a very romantic time, and Samantha gets off with someone on the train on the way home.
Exactly.
I think that's it. I think I'm spot on. I think I basically guessed exactly what you meant, and what I said was true. I can guess everything.
You know. Okay, final. Season 6, episode 5. Lights, camera, relationship. Oh, I love this one. Final line. Maybe we were all acting all the time. And tonight, I was playing the part of the woman in the great relationship whose boyfriend was coming down with a cold.
Okay.
So terrible, I love it.
The boyfriend didn't have a cold. I think the boyfriend was pretending to have a cold and he was actually cheating on her. So he was saying, oh, I can't come over, sorry babe, I have a cold. And then there was a girl coming over to his apartment and...
He was having sex in the city.
Sex in the city, but she wasn't. And that's the whole...
Minus 2 out of 10.
Minus 2.
Crap.
It's actually worse what Berger was doing. He was dimming Carrie's sparkle. Berger, he was making her feel bad when she went shopping in Prada just because he lost his book deal. And also, this is the episode when Samantha makes her boyfriend's play a big success in Brooklyn because she works in PR and she invites everyone out and he gets his arse out.
Oh, I was going to say, he does full frontal and it's a great success and it makes him a star.
He's a star, baby.
First the gays, then the girls, then you're a star.
I didn't really get that one.
No, you didn't get any of it.
Sure, I think 6 out of a possible 30 is very good.
Are you in any way persuaded?
A little bit. I'll throw it on.
Yes,
back friend.
Yes, 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 yes. You too, Callum Farmer. You too.
It spins fully charged, recharged. Spins holiday
holiday. I'm a getaway. All right, let's do this thing.
Mallorca, Morocco, Malta. It's your call. You pick the location. We throw in the flights. Check baggage, the all-inclusive accommodation, 4-star hotel, transfer to and from the airport, and your travel insurance on Spins Holiday Hot Pick.
Only a couple more days to get into that draw. We're running out of time, and there's a certain way you got to answer the phone. Let's do this thing and hope for the best.
One and done.
Hello.
Laura, we needed you to say spin. I want to pick a holiday.
Yeah, we did. That was what you needed to answer. I know. Nightmare, so it is.
And it was such a lovely hello as well.
It was. See you later, Laura. Have a great day.
Bye.
Thanks.
Disaster.
I do like when they just accept defeat and they go, thanks.
Yeah, yeah, see.
What else can they do?
It's better than just hanging up, I suppose, which has happened during the week as well. Come on.
2 and done.
Hello.
Chloe. Spin, I want to pick a holiday. That's what we were looking for. And what did you say?
No, sorry.
One thing you were meant to not say. Hello. Have a great day, Chloe. Goodbye.
Bye, Chloe. Bye.
Again, another one just accepting
defeat. Yeah.
I do enjoy it.
Just lying down and taking it these days.
Now I want someone to kind of argue.
Spin, I want to pick a holiday.
Yay! That's it, Shannon.
Yes! Oh my God.
Hell yeah.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations, you are in that draw to win Spin's Holiday Hot Pick. Where would you be going if you won this holiday? Mallorca, Morocco, or Malta?
I think Malta or Morocco, maybe.
I was good actually choice. Chatting to our engineer in the kitchen this morning at about 6:30, and he said he was recently in Malta and it was just lovely.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. I would like to go to Malta. Well, Shannon, congratulations. You are in that draw for Spin's Holiday Hot Pick. Have a fantastic day.
Thank you so much,
good
guys.
Luck. Thanks, bye. Shannon.
Talk to you later.
And if you missed out today, no worries at all. You've still got tomorrow and a Friday to play to win. This should be in a qualifying position to win that holiday.
And not just on Fully Charged either. Michaela giving you more chances from 10. Steve K from 3 and with Jamie and Faye in the evening time.
Couldn't
as well.
Trust Jamie and Faye with this.
I know.
They'll rob it.
I know.
They'd be off.
They're probably on the way to Morocco right now.
They'll be with the fake mustache getting that transfer themselves. 1038. Dublin.
Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Big. Your number one hit music station.
Good morning. What is the crack?
Hey, good morning. Happy Wednesday.
Hello there. I have a quick question
Hi,
for
producer
you.
Callum.
Oh. Have you ever been bushmanned?
No, I don't know what
yes,
that is.
Yes, I have been bushman.
Have
well,
you?
But like, I've been bushman. Oh, sorry, what you don't know. There's a person who dresses up as a bush.
Oh, yeah.
And hides on the street at random places in town.
Now I know.
And he films him scaring the bejesus out.
It's a great idea. Great concept.
It is fun. Ooh. And like, the people are always really annoyed for about half a second. And then they're like, except there was one video of this girl who was like, it was somewhere in town, like somewhere on Baggot Street. And she got scared. And she just went, grow up, like you're a grown man. Like, get a job.
That's the banking girlies on Baggot Street.
Yeah, exactly.
There's like, there's no even bushes here.
So I saw the bushman, not on Baggot Street, but near the Molly Malone statue on Suffolk Street a few weeks back. Mm. And I kind of reverse bushman's the bushman, where I clocked the bushman before the bushman clocked me. So I looked directly in the bush's eyes.
Yeah.
And it was just like, fair play to you.
Very good.
But after a while, like, I walked past the bushman and then I was like, do you know what? I'm just going to stick around and watch the bushman at work.
Yeah.
It's so fun to watch as, like, an audience member. But the person with the camera is actually very obviously there. It's so surprising how many people get called out by the bushman.
Mm. Yeah.
But, like, I kind of hate it, but I kind of love it.
I've never been caught out, but the person right directly in front of me has. And I've also kind of jumped, but they were the main character in it. Do you know what I mean?
Is it just, how is the bushman making a few quid from bushmanning people?
I'd imagine he gets a few
think
views.
I don't think he's in it for the money. No. He's just in it for the love of us.
Yeah, he gets the views on the old Instagram and TikTok.
It's just for a bit of online crack, is it?
I think so.
Listen, guys, everyone's got to have a bit of crack, you know?
Absolutely, yeah.
That's what you've got to do.
You hear it from Callum. I look the bushman dead in the eye.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin. Your number one hit music station.
Morning.
Hello.
Morning.
A little survey around the room. Dave, one that sticks for you because I know that you have had a spell of bird watching tick.
I have, yeah. I do like a bit of bird watching. I got a bird feeder and I filled it up once.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Fiona, clay art. Ever messed around with a bit of clay in the evening?
Not for quite a while.
No, since school,
I did
maybe.
Dabble in Pompeii paints when I was young.
Play-Doh when you were maybe four?
Oh, yeah, it was a bit flat.
Ever, Fiona, any crocheting going on?
I know I give off the vibe, but I actually don't know how to crochet.
You so do give off crocheting vibe.
Yeah, it looks like you knitted your own cardi today.
Thank you.
Drawing, that's a big tick for me. I enjoy
you
it a lot.
You do like a bit of drawing. I like a bit of colouring.
Bit of art.
You got me a colouring book before, Emma. You've used that a couple
of times. That's a good
prezi
for you.
And a big tick for Dave and Fiona with the rose bush. Gardening.
Yes. We love a bit of gardening.
We are all, I'm going to say it, young people at the prime of our lives. And apparently, all of the above are known as granny hobbies.
Yeah. Okay?
Now, they're saying that, research saying that many traditionally granny hobbies, not only relaxing, obviously, and fun, and a nice way to switch off the brain, but they're clinically beneficial for mental and physical health, okay? So mental health, I suppose, number one. That makes a lot of sense to me. I always say when I'm drawing, I can't think about anything else.
Yeah.
It's just very hard to, like, it's because you're so focused on what you're doing that your brain's like, for the first time all day or all week or however often you do it, I'm not thinking about anything else right now.
I'm just making sure I don't go out of the lines when I'm colouring.
Exactly.
And it's a huge thing for me. It's very difficult for me.
I understand.
Yeah, but you're practicing.
This is almost like a semi kind of mental health corner because that, again, a very positive story. This next one, I apologise, infuriating, okay?
Okay.
You listening might remember or may not, because we talk about a lot of things on the show and this is months ago, that there was a Labour MP in the UK called Dr. Simon Ofer. And at the time we were giving out about him because he at the time was handing out comedy gig tickets as prescriptions for mental health patients.
Oh yeah,
wouldn't very recommend that.
No,
no,
says the resident comedian. And I remember at the time being like, I've been on Lexapro for like 5 years.
Yeah.
If someone said to me, do you know what you do now? You wean yourself off them.
And you
go off to a comedy show.
Plus the Ivy Garden.
Where the comedians are even more mentally ill than you. No.
Well, this guy is at it again. A new scheme being rolled out that patients can now attend matches of National League Forest Green Rovers. Have you heard of them?
I've never heard of Forest Green Rovers.
Oh,
they're meant to be absolutely abysmal.
Okay.
Terrible team.
Invest some money in the NHS. Why are you sending people out to these terrible events?
It's all happening in Gloucestershire, and this guy's obviously in power there somewhat. And he's running this pilot scheme. I don't think, obviously, the comedy tickets did very well for him. So now, this is happening at 12 surgeries near their home ground, right? And the tickets will be supplied free of charge by the club. So imagine you're going in going, doctor, not feeling good, man.
Yeah.
Don't know what to do here about it. And they go, do you know what you do now, Carol? You go down there to the Forest Green Rovers game on Wednesday night. And you know what, Carol? You'll be grand.
I don't care if it's raining. I don't care. Wear a jacket.
I actually think I'd deck the doctor, to be honest.
Oh, my God.
Honestly, that sounds fantastic. I'd love it.
Yeah, no.
It's going to run all the way throughout the season, starting with a home game on the 16th of August. And it aims to help socially isolated individuals reconnect with their community. I suppose that would be
That's
done.
Fine.
That's cool. Provides a non-medication approach to treating mental illness.
Sorry. What year are we in here?
Sorry.
It's giving. There's nothing wrong with you. You just needed to go outside and take a walk.
Yeah. It's giving the undiagnosed person with ADHD in their 70s.
So they're sending you to football matches
if you're
depressed.
Yeah, they are.
And if you're too happy, they send you to a United match. Yeah.
Gardening and comedy and the other things that this guy's behind, as I said. And patients are going to give feedback on this impact for attending matches on their mental health in months and weeks to come and see how this is going to go. And the guy's main concern, this Labour MP, is that, you know, apparently this stuff is over-prescribed, etc. But there you go.
I don't disagree with them that, like, it'd be interesting to go and take your mind off something. I don't think it's going to work in the long run.
No.
But, like, if you want to just take a break for 90 minutes and not feel depressed or not feel anxious, go to a football game. You will be anxious and you'll be depressed if it's your team and they're losing, but like it'll take your mind off everything else.
Oh,
and you'll be so focused on that for 90 minutes.
If someone dragged me out in autumn time in Gloucestershire to some random Forest Green Rovers game when I'm actually like, just get me into bed, I'm having such a terrible day. In the lashing rain, kids screaming behind me, a team I don't know, who's in what jersey, is like, what way are they meant to be playing? I'm so lost and confused. My hands are so cold. Is there a chip fan anywhere?
Is there a bit of footy scran? Yeah. And it just seems like very specific, like not like encouraging you to find a hobby that fulfills you and is like, oh, you might be into music, you might be into like water sports, you're now into this crap team and here I have a ticket for you. It's like, okay, you're on commission for them, like why these guys like,
I can't imagine anything more depressing than standing in some random windy dugout now in November.
I'd honestly go and see like an under 16s team if I was depressed. I'd be like, to watch football for like 90 minutes, I'd be buzzing, I'd be so happy.
No, it's great. It's so important that men have their football so that they have something to talk about. But I would like to do something different.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Pay for me to go get my nails done.
Oh, for God's sake. You put feminism back 3 years there.
Here's Tate McRae.
Just
McRae.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Hot take, Fiona. I don't know how you're going to feel about this. Comedians need to stop going on to television.
Oh.
Specifically, Irish television.
We need to do it more.
I think Irish television is in no way ready for comedians.
It's almost as if they haven't been appearing on it for 50 years.
I know, but if you're not the most like boring and safe comedian in the world, do not go on Irish TV. They're not ready for you. They don't know how to handle you, okay?
Unless you're Tommy Tiernan on The Late Late Show, I don't think we can go beyond that.
He's had a few near misses.
Like, even on The Late Late, I remember with Pat Kenny nearly died. Hearing a Tommy Tiernan story. The Paddy Power Comedy Festival is obviously happening this week, right? Irish TV channels and shows have had some comedians on to promote that comedy festival. It has not gone down well at all. I bring you a clip of a comedian called Martin Angolo, right? He was on the TV the other day. He was on Last One Laughing as well. You would have remembered him as being the guy who did the whistle that went boo. That's Martin Angolo. He was on TV the other day. They were just about to wrap up, but he had one quick little story to tell before they wrapped up. It was a little joke. Do you know, and this was the joke.
Last time I was in the Ivy Gardens, I found a suitcase with a dog and two puppies in it. And I rang up the animal rights people. I said, I found a suitcase with a dog and two puppies in it. And a woman on the phone went, are they moving? And I went, I don't know, but that would explain the suitcase.
That's very good.
I mean, was that a bad joke? No, that was quite a good joke.
I like the joke.
The reaction.
I've watched the clip so many times.
The reaction it got was truly as if he was a puppy killer. It was horrendous.
Were they terrified?
To be fair, they kind of were. To be fair, one of them does realise that it's a joke and kind of laughs, but it's a very half-arsed laugh.
And he goes, just in case no one else realises, he goes, it's a joke.
Martin has to clarify, it's a joke. He's like, it's a joke. It's very clearly a joke. The other one reacts like your primary school teacher would after you said something bold. The whole thing is so awkward, and if I have to experience it, so do you. This was their reaction.
I don't know, but that would explain the suitcase. It's a joke.
It's a joke. It's all right.
Right.
Thanks, Martin.
No, we'll live it. I was going to say, don't quit the day job, but anyway, it's a bit too late for that.
I'm delighted to confirm, a full-time comedian. Not a day job.
Your reaction of, right, well, listen.
There's absolutely no need.
There's no need. It's a funny joke, for the love of God. Okay, we're just not able for it.
Great joke. I need to do this again. Sorry, I need to just really take this in. How awful.
I don't know, but that would explain the suitcase. That's a joke.
It's a joke. It's all right.
Right.
Thanks, Martin.
No, we'll live it. I was going to say, don't quit the day job, but anyway, it's a bit too late for that.
Why?
So bizarre.
Just go, very good. Yeah. You can catch Martin at the Ivy Garden. Like, why?
Exactly. It makes it so awkward for no reason, right? And then one of my favourite comedians in the world was on TV the other day. His name is Peter McGann, right? And he starts talking about this book that he's written.
All semi-famous internet comedians get book deals, it seems. No one's come knocking on me for some reason.
Yes.
I kind of jumped the queue and I wrote my own one. Pete McGann's Guide to Being a Big Fucking Irish Aegis.
Right. The joke is that Peter has not written a book. Okay, right, the joke is this is about how every Irish famous person writes a book and basically just fills the books with lists of things that you might remember growing up as a kid in the 90s.
Right, yeah. Okay.
Because it's lazy writing, and that's what Peter's making fun of, right? He's making fun of writers who do that and the books that are like that. The TV hosts do not get that at all, and this is one of the toughest things I've ever listened to, because the TV presenters do not under any circumstances understand the joke and even think that he's finished the joke when he still has a bit of the joke to go. It's so tough to listen to. As I said before, if I have to experience it, so do you.
Do you remember messing in class? That was brilliant. Were you even Irish in the 90s if you didn't do a bit of messing in class? Only in Ireland. What are we like? One of the pranks I pulled was letting myself get absolutely battered by Jamie Doyle and all the hard lads in the class. I remember their laughter ringing in my ears as they're kicking me on the ground and thinking, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. That's just a bit about messing in class.
There's just
one last bit here. Who remembers ice lollies?
Yes.
Were you even a child in Ireland in the 90s if you didn't get an ice lolly?
The whole joke is clearly leading up to something, and Peter just kind of abandons it. He's like, you know what? They don't get it. This is going to fall flat. They do not understand Irish comedians. It's so bad. They need to stop.
I think he commits to it. I feel like he keeps going, even though clearly no one on that panel gets him. And I feel like a lot of people don't get Peter. I remember I used to, when I worked for...
Peter can be very niche.
Yeah, when I worked for Love in Dublin before, we used to like share a lot of Peter's videos, and we'd always get comments being like, take this video down. This man is clearly unwell. It's irresponsible to be sharing this.
I'm going to say, if you're an Irish comedian listening to this show, this is the home for you. We'll have you on, and we'll give you the biggest laughs and not the awkward moments that you need.
Or, actually, can we do the opposite?
Here, we get it.
Can we bring them on and just get really awkward?
No, we need to.
Oh, God, can you say that? I don't know if you could say that.
Who remembers ice like this? Me.
Yeah, I remember.
I remember. Oh, I love a wibbly wobbly one.
He goes, like, icebergs. Yeah, oh, I'd love an iceberg. For God's sake.
Get ready. Spin 103X Golden Ticket. Hey,
yeah, you're with Emma, Dave and Fiona, and we are desperate to get you out of here. We want to get you on holidays to Fuerteventura for 7 whole nights.
Oh, it'll be so, so nice.
To sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. Is today going to be the day? We live and hope. We truly do. Christine is on. How are you? What's going on?
Hi, Christine.
Hey, Christine.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Christine, would you like to play Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket to potentially win yourself a holiday?
Okay. I don't know. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, we're going to need something more sure there, Christine. So I'm going to ask again. Do you want to win a holiday potentially?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. There we go. Christine, before we do that, we need to play a quick game with you. Does that sound like something you could do?
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely. Basically, Christine, this is Emma, Dave and Fiona's golden ticket. 25 seconds are going to go on the clock and five songs and artists are going to play and you need to guess them. Does that sound like something you could do?
Hopefully.
Yeah. I like the lack of confidence. Guess the five songs and artists, Christine, within 25 seconds and you'll win this golden ticket off to Fuerteventura. Now, if it's a song with a few people on it, Christine, you only need to mention one artist, okay? There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. But if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one, all right? You can obviously only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. But if you want to swap the song at any point, you just shout the word swap and we'll get it out of there, Christine. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can get yourself and get ready for the next one. Does that all make sense, Christine?
Yeah.
Here we go. 25 seconds on the clock, Christine, and song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Oh, Sabrina Carpenter.
Yes. What's the song called? It's the coffee.
Espresso.
Spot yes. The clock. Espresso. We'll give you that. We'll give you that.
Sabrina Carpenter, Espresso in the bag.
Very good. And that took you just a little bit under 6 seconds, Christine. So no bother. You've got about 19 seconds left for the four songs. But yeah, just quick as you can, shout out those names, shout out those song titles, and we'll be laughing.
I believe in you, Christine. You could do this. Let's go for song two. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Oh, Tate McRae.
Yes. What's the song called?
Sports
Stop
car.
The clock. Yes.
In sports car, Christine, you smashed it. Well done.
Well done,
very
Christine.
Good, Christine. You need to be backing yourself because you know the songs. Just don't doubt yourself. You've got 12 point. I'm going to say about 13 seconds left now for three songs. It's very doable.
Christine, a lot of people have come on with a lot more confidence than you and have already been gone. They're already out of the game. So let's go for song three. Oh, yeah. Have you a question?
No, I'm actually more shocked that you called me. I'm kind of shaking.
Well, you take a deep breath in, Christine, and we'll go for song three with your swap silver remaining. Keep that in mind. Song three plays in 3, 2, 1. Start.
Take that pain, pass it down like bottles on the wall.
Alex Warren.
Yes. What's the song called?
I don't know. Bloodline.
Yes,
it is Bloodline.
You do know.
You are so good at this.
Christine, that was incredible. I can't believe
I
you
know.
Got that.
Bloodline, is it?
That was a very hard one. Now, the maybe bad news considered by some is you have 2.6 seconds left to get two more songs. But stranger things have happened, Christine.
Absolutely.
If you could just speed it up.
Yeah, that'd be great.
You know them. Yeah.
Let's go for song four, Christine. Say how you would have done. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Set the clock.
Oh,
we can't swap it, unfortunately, but that's your time. It was Wiz, the MC, Bees and Honey. The song was called Show Me Love. Christine, you are a fantastic player. I hope you know that.
Oh, thank you. I like music, so.
You're obviously so very good at it. Christine, you make sure and come back on and try and get this holiday off us. Have a fantastic
Thanks
day.
Thanks for listening in Wexford.
Yes, thank you so
and
much.
Hey, Christine, back yourself.
Yeah, back yourself.
Good work. In life and in this game.
Have a great day, Christine.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Thank
nice to talk
you.
To you. Bye.
Bye.
All right, Dave, do you want to say Christine anymore?
Anyone know her name?
Yeah, I didn't catch it, unfortunately.
No, I didn't catch it, no.
Sarah.
I lovely person.
I'd say, that must have been a record for how many times you said Christine's name.
Listen, when Christine didn't know the game, I was worried that Christine was going to hang up. We've never had someone hang up on the golden ticket before. So, Christine, thank you very much, Christine, for
thank
playing
you.
Christine.
Christine.
Now, that's okay, Christine. No worries, Christine. Now, one more song, Christine.
Good luck anyway, Christine. What's your name, Christine?
Thanks a million, Christine. And thanks for coming on, Christine.
Golden in a WhatsApp, Christine. Oh, it's every time I love one of three.
She's chatting about
Matters, Matters.
Was that not a Pink album or something?
Family in a family portrait.
Oh, family portrait.
Check this out. It's time for Fiona's final song.
Let's go.
Thanks for pressing the button and shutting Fiona up here.
It's like, guys, we gotta hurry
up. We need to do that
Follow
more often.
Follow me on Instagram for a rendition like that at any time you want, baby. Okay, welcome into Fiona's Final Thoughts. This is the time of the show where I get to talk about whatever I want. And today, top of the presses, Trisha Paytas strikes again.
Oh!
If you don't know, Trisha Paytas is a woman from TikTok who eats food and has a massive collection of Stanley cups that are all bedazzled.
She is, without a doubt, the most bizarre famous person in the world.
Oh, no idea.
Oh my God,
she's
deranged, but she's a fabulous follow. And she's just had her third baby. And something crazy about Trisha Paytas' babies, not just the name, I will say her third baby is a boy called Aquaman. Her previous daughter was called Elvis, and her first daughter, we all know, Malibu Barbie.
I stand by my statement of the most insane famous person in the world.
Wow, okay.
Now, what had happened with Malibu Barbie, she was born just as the Queen died, RIP, too soon to bring it up for Callum, he's still very upset.
What year was that, 2019?
He's still
2020.
2022.
And people were saying, okay, Trisha Paytas' child is the Queen reincarnated.
Yeah.
Now, her next daughter, Elvis, this turned out to be a false rumour, but there was like a false report that Pope Francis had died. Now, sadly, he has since passed away. But at the time that
breaking
the false...
I thought you were going to say Elvis. I was like, that's a long time ago.
That was long. But the false report came out and people were like, okay, Elvis is the Pope reincarnated. And now, of course, she's had Aquaman, who passed away last night.
Ozzy Osbourne.
My style icon. Love to rock a pair of Adidas tracksuit bottoms and just a plain t-shirt. Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant
Fiona.
And Fiona.
But yeah, thoughts?
Yeah, so Ozzy Osbourne dies in the second that Trisha Paytas is new.
The second
child
that Aquaman is squeezed out.
Absolutely fantastic. That's I love this meme.
A very important theory.
One leaves us and one joins us.
Hey,
Prince
how
of
amazing
enters.
About the Ozzy gig a couple of weeks ago, raising huge money for charity only, a week and a half ago?
So iconic.
Sharon!
And then he peaced out.
R.I.P.